Tammy was really interested in interventions that bring about positive change in poor communities of color, like that EMT training program. So when she looked at education, she found something interesting. Every Wednesday afternoon, a science classroom in a West Oakland middle school fills up with kids that hang out there by choice. Why? Well, the classroom is transformed into a hip-hop recording studio where adult DJs, MCs, and rappers teach music production using state-of-the-art software and drum machines. Now back to Tammy with that story.
It's a dancing song.
All right.
The Crip.
What I want you to do is a
GTA song.
Tap.
My name is Dr. Elliot Gann. I am a clinical psychologist and DJ, beat maker, executive director of Today's Future Sound. A lot of these kids are chronically exposed to trauma. You know, we came out of school after teaching at 5:30 in the evening, and there, you know, helicopters with spotlights looking for a gunman, and there's squad cars pulled around. So this is the kind of repeated trauma that's pretty normal.
One, snare on the two, kick on the three, and snare on the four. One, two, three, four.
I recognize that. I think we all understand where these kids come from and their environment, and I think one of the goals and objectives in this class is to have that all go away when they come here. I'm Marlon Richardson, instructor with Today's Future Sound. That's what draws them here, to have that opportunity to just kind of have peace of mind and be able to express and discover and search and find.
When you get kids doing repeated kind of loop-based music, you can actually induce trance-like states that make people more relaxed. It can be really therapeutic and have incredible therapeutic outcomes.
My name is Christopher Speed Johnson. We used the pencil beat that my friend made, and then we turned it into a party dance music. It took us a few minutes, but we still did it good, and I'm proud.
They're learning, you know, math in a sense, because we have to count measures, we have to count bars, and that's basic music theory, so that allows a math component to be put into the curriculum. You see them develop and gain more confidence in order to come in and share ideas and express ideas and kind of put them all to work. So when I tell you to press either a gray button or a colored button, you do it immediately.
So it can have that little creepy effect?
Yeah.
My name is Emily Wayne. Well, me and my friend Alexis made a beat featuring a game. It was Pac-Man. The ascending notes and descending notes. All we did is that we grabbed an object. Then we just run it through the piano, up and down, one at a time.
They're teaching the kids to think outside the box. I like the way the kids felt empowered. My name is Sharon Thomas. I teach sixth grade English and history.
I'm a little disappointed, you guys. I heard you broke up a lot of my pencils and had too much fun yesterday instead of work.
Behavior-wise, it's been used more of as an incentive to keep them to act right in the classroom so they would earn their way to go into the BEATS program. If I'm in the classroom and somebody's acting out and I remind them, you know, BEATS is coming, let's prepare ourselves and do our work so that I can allow you to go into the class. You don't want detention.
Hold on, real quick. Okay, guys, everyone, shh, everyone quiet. Let's pull it in. This is a cipher. Let's get everyone in the cipher. Let's get in close. Come around.
The good thing was it's not us recruiting as much as them saying, I want to be in it. So that's a gift when a child really wants to go to a class.
Right.